Okay. So the question that anybody would ask you right now, what the heck are you doing here? You're not going forward. You're not going, the route is going to be a 1 mile loop for the next 6 days. Can you answer that?
Well, I'm sure, Utpal, if you ask me this question again once it's raining, then you'll get a completely different answer, maybe in very loud Scandinavian words, and it'll be mostly be myself I'll blame. But no, seriously, even though, I respect a six-day race immensely, not to speak of a 10-day and so on, but it is still, for me, it works as a mental break from the world run. I did the same in the first world run, did the 6 day race in Colac, and I did some 48 hours early on up in Cairo, in this one in the 24 hour. But the point of doing those things are not to make it harder, it's to make it easier. As you know, with all ultra running, the difficult part is with the mind. It's the difficult part, the most difficult part, it's not the physical part.
Well, the other part, I mean, certainly is in the last day or so, you have had so many friends here to hang out with, whereas when you're out on the road, you really are by yourself for years.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're socializing here like it's, you know, as humanly possible. So you're getting inspiration as well, something like that.
Definitely. I mean, you get a lot of energy from other runners. And it's, as you know, it's a very small community worldwide, so it's a rare chance to meet my colleagues, so I definitely don't want to miss it. But there's one other point to it. That is that a six-day race has a short-term finish. You put in an effort, and you see the result. In the world run, you put in an effort day after day, month after month, year after year. You do not see any result. And so this is a chance for me to get that feeling again of you run and you get a result. I run for years and years, and it's like beating a pillow. It doesn't make any impression on the overall goal. So that's also what it means to make it an attainable goal, and it gives you some proof to know, hey, I mean, hopefully I made that goal.
Okay.
So it gives me a boost that way also.
Another practical question. Are you going to be competitive? Do you want a number? Do you want to beat somebody? Do you want to... I mean, in terms of your visualization, in terms of seeing results, I want to beat this guy. I want to be this. Or what is it?
I mean, see, let's be realistic. We have Espinal Alto, a Finnish runner. We have, what's he called, the rabbit from New Auckland, William Sichel.
William Sichel.
The Orkney rabbit, yeah. Because I think he has some like Angora rabbit farms or something. Okay. I mean, that's not
Remus is going after the six-day record.
That also, Remus, I've seen on Instagram, but not least of all, DiPaldi, of course, not least. And see, with those runners in the field, I don't even need to worry about where placing or finishing here or there, because that's already taken care of. They got to solve between themselves in friendly battle, who's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. So for my part, it's a matter of curiosity. I want to see in miles, 21,500 miles in the body, or
21,000 miles.
21,500 miles in the body.
So you
have this run, yeah.
In this run right now, since the World Run 2, 21,000 miles.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm curious of all 34,000 kilometers, and I'm curious of what is the body at all able to do? Am I at all able to get near what I usually do? Usually I do not very much, but around 750k usually in a 6 day race. What is the impact of all these miles? Can I only do half, or can I do two-thirds, or what will happen?
In your world run, you're running about how many kilometers a day?
It depends a lot, but when I'm fresh and happy, then I'll run in average about the marathon. And when I'm very inspired, the longest stages was in Argentina, that was the second day I saw the Andes Mountains, so I've been thinking about those. Then I did 101 kilometers. It was supposed to be 100 kilometers, but there wasn't a finish place for that. So 101K, and on the many, many, many days where I'm tired and not inspired and this and that, then I do whatever the body tells me is possible. So it could be 20K, that is 12 miles or 15 miles, something like that.
So whatever happens, you're going to do 3-4 times the mileage that you usually do during the world run. Maybe.
So you mean about 400 kilometers?
No, I'm sorry. I guess I'm going to do the...
I'm just joking, sorry.
You're going to see how you feel, maybe.
Exactly. I always let the... Thank you very much.
We're getting table service here
by one of the very talented 10-day runners. That's
Sarah just brought you a piece of watermelon. Jesper, okay. So we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
I've got through all the tough questions. Obviously, the spiritual environment here is really tangible, and that it isn't just a material, physical thing happening here, and it's a nurturing spiritual world in some ways as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, many things that you've said obviously represent that your firm belief in the spiritual world and the natural world and everything else. Is it possible that this is a place that can charge your spiritual battery, or you'll just feel more comfortable in, or how does it work? Or how do you think it might work?
It is definitely my hope, also by participating, to definitely charge my spirit for this run, because that is what is suffering the most at this point. After whatever, 3-4 years of running, I don't have to struggle anymore. Then let's put it this way. To my curiosity, in both the world runs, after 20,000 K, it's like almost like the wall in marathon. With it from 1 week to the next, suddenly it's gone. That yeah. Light or energy that drives you and you want to run and this that. And so this time I've been more or less dragging since 20,000. That's 14,000 kilometers ago. And so
you've been running on fumes for 14,000 kilometers.
But what inspires me are seeing those endless mountains, running through the deserts because the silence and the stars above you when you put your tent and everything, the ocean I get a lot of energy from, but also being around other runners. And I think this goes for all the runners here, that even that when I came here, and then I walked past, and then I noticed this guy sitting and smiling just near the entrance of the counting booth there, and at first I didn't realize it was a cardboard figure. It is definitely, I think, to all people here, I don't think it's a cardboard figure. It might be in physical reality, but the energy that flows there, and let me be totally honest and underline, I'm not a disciple, and that is not my path, but I can definitely pick up on the energy and the positiveness, and that is a thing that also gives me a boost when I continue. And I think anyone that run as long as we do here needs to, in one way or the other, have a spiritual side that they're aware of, else they wouldn't be able to do what they do.
I'm going to leave it at that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.